You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 11, and verse 1 to 6. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with the fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. You know, this is one of the fascinating stories in the scriptures. The Bible said that when Lazarus was sick, they sent to Jesus. Now look at the message they sent to Jesus. "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." You know, it's interesting. That tells me that Lazarus holds a very special place in the heart of Jesus. And you know, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandment." We don't know what exactly Lazarus did for him to have warranted this special love in the heart of Christ. But the scripture made it very clear that Jesus Christ loved Lazarus. And then he also says in verse 5 that now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So these were like special people to Jesus Christ. And then Lazarus was sick. You know, it's quite interesting because I'm just asking myself, why should somebody that Jesus Christ loved be sick? Look at people who were plotting to kill Jesus. They were not sick. People who were against Jesus, they were not sick. How come is Lazarus, the person that the scripture says Jesus loved, was sick? You know, sometimes when you have challenges, you may think it's because the Lord doesn't love you. You will even think that, oh, maybe the Lord has forsaken you. Why is this happening to you? How come the Lord loved unbelievers more than me? How come I'm the one facing this challenge? How come I'm the one having this health challenge? The Bible said, the one whom Jesus loved is sick. The one that Jesus loved is sick. So brethren, challenges, afflictions are not an indication that you are not loved by the Lord. The challenge may look very overwhelming, difficult health challenge, serious health challenge, but it does not in any way mean that you are not loved of the Lord. And then you will notice that when Jesus also had this, the Bible says he delayed more days. He delayed more days. That's another interesting thing. Somebody you love is sick. What should you do? You should hurry to the place. You should immediately resolve the problem. Jesus didn't resolve the problem until it grew worse. You see, may the Lord help us to begin to have the mind of Christ. In a way, think like Jesus. Because otherwise, you can get offended at God because you don't know him. How can the one that he loved be sick and he will not rush there? He will still wait. And the matter got worse. They didn't send for Jesus when Lazarus had died. They sent for Jesus when he was still sick, when the situation was still redeemable. But Jesus delayed until it got out of hand. And you know, because we are human, we always see death as being final. So when a situation that happened and there is serious health challenge, you now have an health issue that they say is incurable. You have an health issue that they say that, well, you have to live with this for the rest of your life, or this is going to just allow you to live for some few months. You'll be wondering, where is Jesus in all of this? But look at the way Jesus saw the whole matter. He said, this sickness is not unto death. Did Lazarus not die? I pray that you will understand the language of heaven. He said, but for the glory of God, and that the Son of God may be glorified through it. It is my prayer that whatever you are going through, Jesus will be glorified through it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.